This is Chelone, if you can get it, fine. Yeah, this is Turtlehead or Balmany. Balmany. This is one of Thompson's favorite plants. It grows mostly in New England, but some Balmanys grow all the way down into northern Georgia and Florida. And this is Chelone glauber, which is the official one. It's obviously a close relative of Penstemon. It's a scroff. It's a super scroff. It is so scroff, I can't bear to look at it. There's no Chelones in the West. Or Chelones. I don't know what I say Chelone because I say Chelone. Because no one here said it was wrong. I don't know what right is. I'll say Chelone. But Turtlehead or Balmany are the common names. And the flowers range in color, just like similar penstemons, from light to lavender and pinkish tinged. You see what's called Turtlehead, I guess. And unlike some penstemons, all the flower parts are really symmetrical. It's like they're put together by somebody on hashish that was a famous leather worker. And it was assembled carefully, like something out of a Clive Barker novel, you know, where objects become mythic and... Well, never mind. Clive Barker's hard reading anyway, for anybody with a stomach. Or like, wait a minute, this guy is really weird and depraved. But everything's neat and symmetrical. Right angles. This is very tailored. It's sort of like the horsey set would wear flowers like this. The English horsey set. Yeah. Oh, by the way, they did a lot of research and found out that white folks get better medical care than non-white folks in this country. I was so astonished. This was a big study and was released today. White Americans get better medical care than non-whites. I don't know. Humpty Dumpty School of Medicine, what?
You said things would change. Not that much.
But not that much. I just thought it was like, you know, and for this is, somebody get a grant for this shit. A big grant, because it was thousands of people in many different hospitals and emergency rooms. The suggestion was to make a better effort to treat non-whites. That was the conclusion. Exactly. I think it's about the fourth sign. Chelone, actually the guy with the Satan box was the sixth sign. There's one that goes further south, and that's pink turtlehead. And what we have here, I think is Chelone Liani. And it's from, like, Maryland or North Carolina. And that's... Did I pass it around yet?
No.
Oh, the Chelidonium is still making the rounds.
Yeah,
well, okay. And this is bitter, but cleaner. And this, too. It's all in the ch. All in the ch. I don't know why it is. The ch area. This also is a colopoetic herb. But it is not as irritating to the liver, and it's also stimulating of secretions in the succus entericus and the duodenum. So basically this has it's like combining chelidonium with iris. Because iris or blue flag gives you lots of juice investment. And chelidonium gets you lots of bile for irritation. And this gets you moderate bile from irritation, but not too much irritation, and a lot of secretions. So it is pro-secretory, and that includes the liver. So it's good for dry gut syndrome, and it isn't as Iris missouriensis, Iris versicolor, has a big sag in it. I don't mean Screen Actors Guild. I mean it's got a big sag, in that if you take too much, you get very tired. Sometimes you need a fair amount of it to be sort of sub-exhausted. And this doesn't have the sag. It isn't as profound in terms of pancreatic. Like, iris will give you a lot of pancreatic juice. And then some succus entericus, which is the intestinal juice glands that are below the duodenum, which take up all the slack of what hasn't been yet confronted with adequate enzymes. And this doesn't do the pancreas as much. It does the succus entericus more and does the liver less. So pancreas and liver get some stimulation. Intestinal juices get a lot more stimulation. Whereas iris goes for the pancreas first with the mol, and chelidonium goes for the liver with the mol. And this is a bit of both. So in a sense, if you can get it, it's a really nice middle-of-the-road stimulus to liver and intestinal investment by getting more bile and getting more saliva, because it itself is a salivary stimulant. It's a pretty good bitter tonic. Stomach secretions increase, and pancreatic moderately, and succus entericus, or the remainder secretions below the duodenum, get a fair amount of stimulants. So it's too bad it's not more common, at least it's not common in the West, because it's a first-rate gut juicer. And visualize, you're taking a full load in the washing machine and putting it on half-load load saver levels. And that's the problem. You put normal food in the body, you don't invest enough fluid in it. You have to have enough volume. You've got a gallon a day or more of juice. The liver makes about a quart or more of hepatic bile and throws that into the trough. If it makes too little, and if you've got a dry mouth and dry, you know, the whole thing I've went through in the past, this is one of those simple agents to get the investment up, to induce the body to make more fluids. I mean, you can work on the liver with Oregon grape. You can do a lot of things, and sometimes just not enough juice. The person consistently under-secretes. And you're going to have to whip them a bit. You can give them xanthoxylum, or something which is hot and exciting topically, prickly ash, or petalia, which is kind of exciting too. Or you can be subtler and use chelone if you have it. Chelone will give you good secretions. Chelidonium isn't subtle. It is a kick in the head to the liver. And iris, if you do too much, gets really exhausting in the pancreas. A lot of pancreatic secretions, because in higher doses, it just squeezes, I'll squeeze you till you die. And that's what this iris does. So this is a bit of both. It is a middle grade, middle level tonic, and quite appropriate, if only it was more abundant. The plant isn't endangered, but it only grows in Appalachia. And it grows all up and down. And it's a common plant up in New England. You know Turtlehead and Balmy from New England? And it's got pretty old pink and white flowers, look like little birds growing on the stalk. That's, yeah.
It grows in the garden pretty easy.
Yeah, it probably does. Yeah. I know it's a widely cultivated plant. Particularly, there's a lot of different color varieties of it, too. Here's Chelone obliqua. So, that's a little treat if you ever get it. And you can get plants from it. Most people don't know how to use it, but it's a very genial plant. You know, you got with Cephalanthus and with Chelone, you got two good middle-of-the-road liver intestinal tract tonics that are not employed nearly as often as they should be. People tend to like the harsher ones or the knee-jerk ones. Except Cephalanthus, you got to pick yourself, and nobody sells Chelone, although it was one of the five or six most important herbs of the Thompsonians. Turtlehead was a big deal because of all the deficiencies up there. And I won't do Chenopodium because, practically speaking, it's not that good a medicine. If we see it, I'll show it to you because they're cool plants. What I made something. What did I do? I'm sorry. I'm going to have to change that. I don't know why I want to change it. Just because I want to. I'm going to change it. Alert sounds.
That was not hard. I like that one. Yeah.
Okay, I'll do the chew toy. Okay. Although, where's the quack? They don't have a quack anymore. Oh, well, that's now the alert. Okay. This Lord King of Podium, unless we can find it somewhere. And I'm not a great fan of Epazote as a medicine. It just makes you bleed too much. And you got the everyday Zaria, the Botrys or Graviolans, Kenopodiums. And if we see lamb's quarters, I'll tell you, because we can go eat them. And if you don't see lamb's quarters, don't eat them.